It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Sometimes people ask me why I change my clothes when I come here to be with you. You know, I always take off my work coat and put on a sweater, and I take off these shoes and put on my sneakers. I do that just so I can have a relaxed visit with you, my television neighbor. Someday I want to find out how people make sweaters and sneakers in factories. Yeah, but right now, I want to show you this. Mr. McFeely told me to bring a medium-sized ball with me today. He said he had some kind of a game he wanted me to learn. I think I'll call him and tell him we're together. Maybe that's he now. Let's see. It is.
Speedy delivery. Did you bring the ball with you?
I did. Here it is, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you. It's all part of the game.
What is that?
Look right here.
Why, these look like crowns.
Oh, they are. They're crowns. That's part of the game. They're not to wear, but you can...
Oh, not to wear.
Not to wear, but you can try that one on, too. Just pretend.
Hello.
They look
what do you use them for?
Well, here, I'll show you. All right. Right around here. Bring that along. You hold the ball, and I'll put this crown right about here. And let me see. I'll put my bag on the porch here until we play this game, and the other one over here. One is a little smaller than the other one.
Yes.
Now, the object is to throw the ball into the crown.
Sort of like basketball?
Yes, but we call this crown ball.
Crown ball,
that's
good.
Right. Here we go. Okay. I'll demonstrate.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Oop, didn't quite get that one.
You don't get it each time, do you?
Not each time. Yeah. I'll try again. There we go.
Good, delivery. Mr. McFeely.
Now, you try.
All right.
Whoops. Try again.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Oh, well, it rolled out.
Maybe I'll try that little.
Right in. Now, let me see. I have
like
an idea.
This game.
I have an idea.
What?
You hold this crown.
All right.
And I'll try to get it in right here.
Oh, okay? Fine.
And if you like, you can help me a little bit. Here we go. There you go.
You did it.
Do you want to try one?
Sure.
All righty. Here we go.
Thanks for the help.
Now, I have one more I'd like to try. Could what? You hold this crown?
Sure.
All right, I'll try. Over. Now, you tell me if I get it in.
Over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder. Here we go.
You did it.
I did it?
That's right.
Well, this is a lot of fun, but I have a pickup at the library today.
Oh, speaking of pickups, sometime would you ask the people at the library if they have a videotape or a couple that show how people make zipper sweaters and sneakers. I'd like to see how they do that.
Well, why don't you come along with me and we can look together?
Oh, I'd like that. Lots of good things at the library. What do we do with these?
Well, let's put them inside
until
I come back, and I can pick them up when we come back from the library.
Good idea.
Let's see, I'll go
in
already.
I know. Maybe we could just put them here, huh?
One can go there.
All right.
And one here, and I'll put the ball right about there. And
very good. Let's go to the library.
And we'll search together, right?
Exactly.
All righty. Speedy delivery.
I really like this place.
Speedy delivery, Joyce.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. How are are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Joyce Broaddus, I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you, Ms. Broaddus.
Nice
we were
you.
Wondering if you have two different videos.
Okay.
One of them is how people make sweaters, and the other is how people make sneakers.
Okay, let me look in the video card file.
All righty.
You have a card for every one of the videotapes?
Yes, we do.
Oh, there are a lot here.
And we have the ones you're asking
Fine.
For. Okay, I'm going to check in the video cabinet for them.
All righty.
No, Mr. McFeely, it seems someone has checked them out. How about if I give you a call in a couple of days when they return?
Oh, that's fine. But what about the books for the school? Are they ready yet?
We're working on those right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give me your library card,
mm-hmm.
and that will help me get those together.
All right, here's the library card. And is it all
okay.
right while you're doing that? We'll look around the library.
That's a very good idea. Oh, you know Tommy Cousin.
Yes, I do.
Well, he's in the other room doing a story time. Why don't you go in and take a look?
It's all right if we visit for a moment?
That's fine.
All right, we'll see you a little later.
Thanks very much.
It's right in here.
Yeah. Tommy Cousin.
That's great. What's she writing on?
A tractor.
A tractor, yeah. She's going to...
A farm. She has a hat.
Yeah, she has a hat. Well, look who's here, Mr.
Tommy.
McFeely, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, is it all right if we stay for a while?
Sure, please. We're just looking at some picture books.
Good.
Fireman.
A fireman, yeah. He has the hose and then the rubber gloves and the rubber boots. Why does he have the rubber gloves and boots on, you think?
Like when water comes, it won't go into his feet or nothing like that.
That's great. Why does he wear the gas mask, you think?
He has the oxygen. And he has that tank.
Yeah, the tank on, so it can help
yeah.
breathe, right?
Yeah.
That's great. Good you saw that.
Doctor.
A doctor.
There's x-rays.
Yeah, there's x-rays with bones and everything. Yeah,
yeah, that's his x-ray.
His x-rays. Yeah, it looks like he hurt his arm. Yeah, it could be. It's an arm up there, right? And she's got her pad there. She writes down all the information she has to know.
She has a bed full.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, bed, I think.
Okay, well, look. We just looked at all these pictures and the people and what they wear to work. Now, why don't we play a little game? Why don't you try and guess what I'm doing, and I'll show you some other things, okay? Look. Yeah, I'm in the water. That's good. I'm swimming, right. And here's another one.
Camera.
Yeah, what comes out of the camera?
Pictures.
What's on the picture?
You.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture. Smile. Okay, now who's going to be on the picture?
Me.
Oh, okay. It was hard with it. Here's one.
Baseball.
How'd you guess that? How did you guess that? How? Because they stand like this? How? How'd you guess it? I didn't swing yet. Watch. That's what a baseball player does. Can you do that? Let me see you do it. Yeah, there you go. That's good. Now, what's this one?
Guitar.
You guys are great at this. Here's a good one, too.
Typewriter.
That's fantastic. That was really great. It's a typewriter. Here's another book we have. It's called Farm Animals. And this is the barn. This is the silo here.
Yeah. Where they put out the corn.
Where they keep the corn, right. What animal is this?
Cow.
And what's this on the cow?
A horn.
That's great. And what kind of sound does cow make?
Moo.
I can't hear you. What?
Moo.
Oh, yeah, that's great. There we go. That's good. What's this?
That.
And what are these down here?
Webbed feet.
Webbed feet. That's great. And this up here?
Beak. Beak.
What kind of sound does a duck make?
Quack. Quack.
Right. How do they walk? That's great. And this one is?
That's a pig.
A pig? What kind of sound do the pigs make? Oh, yeah, everybody knows that one. Don't they roll around the mud a lot?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Can somebody show me how pigs roll around the mud? Yeah, they like to get a little dirty, yeah. Don't think Mom and Dad would like you being a pig too much in the mud. Oh, look, little peeps.
Little baby chickens.
That's right.
Well, I think you better go. Joyce has the delivery. It's about to...
Mr. McFeely and I need to go, but I wanted to thank you. We really enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, thank you for coming so much. We're always here at the library looking at the picture books.
I just wondered, were you always interested in libraries, even when you were a little boy?
I loved the library. I always came and looked at all the picture books.
Well, thanks for welcoming
us. Bye-bye, everybody.
Good to be with you.
See you delivery.
Bye-bye.
And what's this?
They really have a good time in there, don't they?
Tommy and Joey's telling stories.
Yeah. See if you get your book.
Oh, there's some books right here. Maybe they're the ones for the school.
So how was it?
Oh, they have such a good time in there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Well, Mr. McFeely, your books are ready.
Well, thank you.
And I've tucked your library card right in the top.
Well, then I'll make a speedy delivery.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You have a fine library.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye, Joyce.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we are.
Can you come in a while?
Well, I have to take the crowns back to the school, so I can't stay.
Oh, you want the ball too?
No, you keep the ball, and the next time I bring the crowns back, you'll have the ball here, all right?
I really like that game.
Well, now, when the tapes come to the library, I'll deliver them to you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, it's as I always sing, is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
And to you.
Okay, we'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. Speedy delivery to you.
Good game. Crown ball. Is there anything you need? We need the trolley. That's what we need. Last time we pretended that the school at someplace else is going to make a dress-up play. Lady Aberlin is going to help with it. And she found out that Anna Platypus wants to be a ballerina in the play, and Daniel Tiger wants to be a raccoon. She has yet to find out what Prince Tuesday wants to dress up to be. What do you suppose he'll choose? Well, let's just think about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
I could be a fireman, or a policeman, or a garbage collector.
Well, can you be anything you want to be in the school play?
Yes, and once we all decide who we are, we'll make up the play from there.
Pretty novel.
What would you be if you were in a play?
Oh, a dancer, I guess. When I was a little girl, I always used to dance with my dolls. May I?
Sure. You know, if you believe hard enough, Tommy might really dance with you.
I've heard about that. Well, Tommy, shall we dance? Oh, what a believable dancer you are, Tommy.
Can I do what that doll of mine does?
Oh, hi, Prince Tuesday.
Hi, Andy. What's that you have?
Oh, it's your father's spare crown. Hey, have you seen Miss Polificate?
Yes, she and Tommy are dancing.
Dancing?
Yes, but I didn't know that Daddy's spare crown ever came out of the crown room.
Oh, I'm supposed to polish it, but I couldn't find the polish. That's why I'm looking for Miss P. She might have some in her cabinet.
Could I try it on?
You mean the spare crown?
Yes. Could I try it on my head?
Oh, I guess it wouldn't hurt. Here, I'll help you.
Okay.
Whoa. It's a little big, Tuesday.
Just what I figured.
Well, I better get looking for the polish.
Oh, Handyman Negri?
Yes, Tuesday?
While you look for the polish, Could I please watch The Crown for you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
But Daddy never uses it.
That's true. I never have seen him wear it.
I'll take good care of it.
You promise?
I promise. I'll take good care of it.
Okay, Tuesday. I'll trust you, but I'll need it just as soon as I find the polish, okay?
Thanks, Andy.
All right. I'll see you in a little while.
Okay. Wow. You're too big for me right now, but someday I'll be able to wear you. We'll have good times together. Oh, let's go.
Nobody, I presume.
Almost correct as usual, King Friday.
Oh, you're full of surprises, you wonderful doll, you.
I like surprises.
I do, too. What can we do together?
How about a castle hop?
What is a castle hop?
Well, we're here at the castle, and all we have to do is hop, and we'll have a castle hop.
Please show me. Lovely idea.
Glad you like it.
What if you don't have a castle?
Then you do the house hop.
I see. Incidentally, Tommy, where is Tuesday?
He was here a few minutes ago.
He's probably at school. Will you please tell him that I'm looking for him?
Oh, sure, King Friday. I'd love to visit his school. I've heard so much about it.
No hurry. At your leisure, Tommy, and with my royal thanks. Yes.
Oh, wow. An errand for the king.
Meow, I'm a beautiful dancer.
I'm really a doll.
Meow say.
Have you seen Prince Tuesday?
Meow, probably at school.
That's what we thought.
Meow, you're going there now?
Yes, I need to give Tuesday a message from his dad.
Meow, you take something, meow, me?
I'd be glad to take something for you. I feel like speedy delivery.
Meow, get it. Meow, your long box.
Okay.
Meow.
This is a long box. What's in it?
Meow, meow, surprise. Meow, thank you, meow, taking it.
But to whom do I give it?
Meow, for Lady Aberlin.
Okay, long box for Lady A.
Meow, thanks, meow, again, meow, taking it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime when I'm this size.
Meow.
Bye-bye. Meow.
Tommy! Tommy, where's Prince Tuesday?
At school, I think. I'm on my way there now.
Well, I need to find him right away. He has something, or at least I hope he has something that I need to polish. Say, what's in the long box?
I don't know. Henrietta Pussycat says it's a surprise. I'm taking it to Lady Aberlin over at the school.
There's always something going on at that school. You know, I just like to even just think about that place.
Well, you can think about me. I'm on my way.
Okay. That school is one of my favorite places.
Now, class, I know you wanted to make a dress-up play.
Miss Cow?
Yes, Anna?
Could I be a ballerina?
Well, of course, dear. You may be whomever you want to be in the play.
I told Lady Aberlin I wanted to wear a tutu.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think that would be pretty?
Well, I do, but, you know, ballerinas are much more than their dresses.
I know, but their dresses are awfully nice.
Yes.
I'd like to be a raccoon, Miss Cow.
A raccoon? Mm-hmm. That's an interesting choice.
I could have been a monkey or a person or an elephant, but I thought since
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi.
I'm sorry I'm late.
I was just about to call your parents. We wondered where you were Tuesday.
I was getting some ideas for our dress-up play.
Well, now, Anna Platypus wants to be a ballerina, and Daniel Tiger wants to be a raccoon.
I want to be a giant and a king.
How can you be a giant and a king?
Well, A giant could be a king, or a king could be a giant or something.
That's true.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
It seems as if you've done quite a bit about the play already, Lady Aberlin.
Your students have good ideas about who they want to be in the play.
Mm-hmm. I want to be a ballerina.
I know, Anna. Incidentally, have you all received a long box from Henrietta Pussycat?
No.
Nothing came here, as far as I know.
Well, I'm expecting something I think will please a certain little girl in this school.
Well, Anna's the only little girl here.
Good. That's what I mean.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
This box is from Henrietta Pussycat for Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thanks, Tommy. You're a fine delivery doll.
I like to do real things.
Want to help me open it?
Sure.
What's in there, Anna?
See what's in there.
Aha.
Wow. Wow, look at that, Anna.
Oh, shoes.
Oh, pretty.
Oh,
wow.
For our little ballerina, I imagine.
You imagine correctly, Miss Cow.
Oh, could I try it on?
Of course.
I didn't bring my raccoon costume. Was I supposed to?
Oh, there's plenty of time for that, Daniel.
Oh, good.
This is really pretty. I'll be right back.
She's going to try it on.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to see people so excited about their work. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that Anna wants to be a ballerina for the play, and Daniel wants to be a raccoon. But Tuesday, what would you like to be?
A giant and a king, all in one.
A giant and a king?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Tuesday. Your dad wants to see you, and Handy Man Negri is looking for something to polish, I think it is.
Oh, no.
Would you please answer that for me, Lady A?
Certainly. Hello? Oh, yes, Handy. It's for me. Oh, we're coming along fine with it. In fact, we already have a lovely ballerina. A crown? No, she's not wearing a crown. No, not that I know of. Do you have a crown, Tuesday?
No crown here. Not with me.
No, he says he doesn't have a crown. No. I don't see any crowns at all.
I don't either.
Yes, I can hear the trumpets over the phone. I wish you well. Bye. Well, King Friday is about to question Handyman Negri over at the castle about some crown. Oh, Anna, you do look just like a ballerina, doesn't she?
Yes. I can hardly wait to be in the play.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I was strolling through the crown room, and I noticed something was missing.
I've been polishing today, sire.
I see. Well, carry on, Trolley. We'll speak of missing things.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Looks like Anna Platypus is all set to be a ballerina in the play. But I wonder what has happened to the spare crown. Prince Tuesday said he didn't have it with him. Where do you think it might be? Well, we'll think more about that next time. Right now, the fish needs some food. Fish don't have to get dressed up fancy. They're fancy all the time. Of course, so are we human beings. There's something fancy about each one of us, outside and in. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. When you're born a boy baby, you grow up to be a bigger boy and then a man. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. True. You know, I was just thinking, I hope that you're growing to know how fancy you are. Fancy and fine. It's so good to be able to feel that you're all right. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in this whole world that's exactly like you, and that's you. You know something? People can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.